Whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
What a wonderful time we have here at Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity with AKA Mawanza and Lwando. We are found in Johannesburg.
Yeah, and that's the awesome show to be in, man. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and also not forgetting to visit us on our awesome Instagram page at activefm247 and activefm247, and also not forgetting to visit us on our awesome Facebook page /activefm247/activefm247. You know, as Lwando say, this is quiet times on Intensity.
Yeah,
you know, this is a show where we just uplift you with the word of God. Probably some in a line, you probably driving there, or you in your lounge, or you in your bedroom, and you're listening to us. Or and before you listen to us, you like, you know what, things are not going awesomely in your life, things are going bad in your life. You know, this is a show where we just uplift you and make you realize, or make you see that, you know what, you are not alone. Wherever you, what, in whatever you are going through, God loves you, and so forth, you know. So please make sure you listen to our, this show. It's gonna encourage you so much.
We talk about things that matter. We talk about things that uplift you, as AKA Mawanza said. This is a place where you get encouraged, inspired with the word of God, talking about Jesus, taking Jesus, the name of Jesus, into the next generations, because we know that Jesus carries the structure, the government that changes the whole world. What are we talking about?
What are we really talking about? It's another topic. I don't know. It's weird how it came up.
Okay.
I was just looking through one of our Active FM playlist, and I saw a song, Glow in the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what?
You know that guy who calls Glory in our church? We're talking about that Glory.
No.
Okay.
No, I was just, his name is Glory, but what I'm talking about, it's Glow in the Dark.
Oh.
Glow in the Dark.
No, you know, I understand. No.
You know, no, like when you look at that title, it's like, you know what, you're in the dark, right? In the dark, your whatever it's going through, your situations, your challenges, the problems that you're having, and so forth, you are in the dark. And now you glow in the dark, meaning that, you know what, God has just uplifted you out of that, out of that situations, and therefore he has lightened you up.
Okay.
Yeah, so therefore it's glow in the dark, glow in the dark. Are you glowing in the dark?
What's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ P-Dawg, and you are tuned in to Active FM. Y'all keep it locked for the very best.
You energize me. I've never felt this before. Oh, and it's blinding. Brighter than the sun at its core. There's hope that is beating with love that we're beating. The fire to be something more.
Christ music is hot music.
Activism. Christ music is hot music.
Yeah, and that was Glow in the Dark. So, Luando.
Yeah.
I see you're ready
talk
for the scripture, man. You're ready for this title.
Talk about it.
I'm sure out there you are ready for this. You are literally ready for this title that we are about to break down, you know, about glow in the dark. Are you glowing in the dark? Are you glowing in the dark, Luando?
Glow in the dark. I am the light of the world. That's what Christ says.
Yeah.
I believe that. I believe that I am the light of the world. And, you know, this a specific word, especially for those who are persecuted. I mean, if you look at the most persecuted country in the whole world, it's actually North Korea.
Yeah.
You see where Christians, they're not able to practice their right in Christ.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But even through that, we can still glow in the dark. We can still, you know, do good, because that's what the Bible says, especially when Paul writes to these people and he says, you know, you need to be strong. You can't replace evil with evil. So you need to stick to the Lord. You still need to do good. Even if you are treated as a slave, but you still need to love. You still need to love. You still need to glow in the dark. I mean, it's a simple meaning of glow, what it means to glow. The meaning of glow means give out steady light without flame. It's like a not the aggressive light, but it's like a humble light. The light that you would love to look at. A light that brings what? That brings peace. Glow in the dark. That's what we talking about.
Yeah, I'll answer with this awesome scripture coming from Matthew 5 verse 14 to 16, where it says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." You know, that's where, like, you know what, just to explain that you are the light of the world. You are the light in your life. You are the light. You don't need, there's like, you can be going through a whole lot of situation. You can be going through a lot of problems in your life and so forth. But God has put a light into your life. He has put a light into your life for you to be like, you know what? I don't need to be in the dark. I don't need to be in the dark for the rest of my life. Because most of us, when we go through situations, it, like, we make it, like, yes, it can be hard, but we make it very hard for to get out of the darkness, you know, because why? Because now, because we are stuck with the situation that we are going through. We are stuck with things that probably that's making us fall apart, etc. But now with God, God shows us the light. He shows us the light. You know, like, I can go to the Pastor Cesar Castellanos' story where you know, before he was like, literally was gonna pray, and someone in line, like as he was praying, you could see a white light coming through into his living room.
Yeah.
And you could see that this light is bright. It's very bright. And that's Jesus coming through.
Yeah.
And when the light come through, you can see that, you know, this is a light that's going to eliminate the darkness out of my life. It is a light that's going to eliminate all the darkness that you've been having, or that I've been having in my life, etc. Therefore, Jesus is there to lighten up.
Amen.
Is there to lighten up all the situations that you've been having in your life. Is there to lighten up your life. Is there to, like, to stay there and lamp your world, or light your world, or switch on the light on your world, etc. You know, and that's how it is, that, you know, glow in the dark. You don't need to stay in the dark all the time.
Yeah.
You don't need to stay in the dark for the rest of your life. You don't need to stay in the dark for whatever the case is. Because the more you stay in the dark, the more the more your life falls apart, and then the more you start getting depressed and so forth, you know. And you know, the more on how you can even glow in the dark, you know, like our awesome pastor Gavin Anslin, when he was preaching this past Sunday about praise. Yes, yes. Mm. And that's another way. That's another way for you to glow in the dark. Mm. You know, you praise God, you praise Jesus, you know, even whatever situation you're going through, you know, you praise Jesus. You're showing that, you know what, I don't need to stay in the dark. I don't need to stay in the situation. You're just switching on the light by what? By praising God and saying, Jesus, you're awesome in my life. Yeah.
Matthew chapter 4 verse 16 says, the people living in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death. A light has dawned. Mm-hmm. That's NIV. That's the version I'm reading from. It's amazing. This was a prophecy actually coming from the book of Isaiah.
Yeah.
And when Christ came, this was actually fulfilled. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2, it says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And maybe you're thinking, out of everything, and you guys just decided to talk about the glow in the dark, what does that have to do with my life? And specific, we actually talking about a light that's someone. I'm just directing you to help you understand what we're talking about. We're talking about the light that is someone, and that person is who is Jesus. Because when he comes into your life and you allow him to get into you, because to be honest, Christ has come to most of us.
Yeah.
I can say, in a way, Christ has come to all of us. But the thing is, it doesn't mean he is in you. He doesn't want to be with you. He wants to be in you.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. You can buy a light. You can put it outside. It won't do anything. It won't cause any impact inside the room until you put that light in the room. And it's exactly the same thing with Jesus. That means you gotta allow him. But it's amazing, because when you allow him to come into your life, guess what? Every part, every area of your life receives what? Light. And guess what? The thing about light, it's the very essential thing when it comes to life. Because when you are in the darkness, the only thing that is your hope is the light.
Yeah.
Is the light. And we live in a world where we think, you know, if I have money, then, you know, my world will be lightened. Until you realize you have all the money and you have a breakup with your girlfriend, and you realize that, you know, money has not helped me to pay my relationship out of the darkness. And that's when you realize that there is more. There's more than money. There's more than alcohol. There's more than drugs. There's more than, you know, gambling. There's more than, you know, witchcraft. There's more than doing wrong things and partying and all that. And again, maybe you like, maybe there's another party. Let me tell you something. There's only one great, amazing, important, gracious, mercifully person that's greater than everything is Christ himself.
Yeah.
And just to, most of the times we walk, but you know, we're not walking in the right way, because there is no light. You see what I'm saying? And I mean, if you're walking in a place where it's dark and there's no light, it's obvious you lost. But the problem is that you can't even tell that you lost, because there's no light. There is no light. So Christ actually gives directions. That's what you get out of the light. That Christ actually, what does he do? He gives what? He gives directions. That's what the light does. The light directs you. The light, when you know that you're in the right path, guess what happens? Or when you know that you lost, because you can see, you have peace, because you know how to get back.
Yeah.
And most of us in our families, most of us in our lives, guess what happens? What happens is that we are lost and we think we know what we're doing. We think we know who we are, but even who you are is lost. Because when you're lost, it's not just what you have with you that's lost, but guess what? What you have is lost with who you are. And that's the thing about, you know, being in the light. That means you have to find yourself. You can find yourself only in Christ, because he's the light that reveals who you are. A light is like a mirror that shows you who you are, where you are, and what you're supposed to be doing, what's hurting you. I mean, if you're in the darkness, you can't even see the thing that's hurting you. You can't even see how hurt you are. You can't even see how big the wound is. And you can't even see what's going to heal you, because you're not in the light. So you need the light, which is who is Jesus. And you know, going through the book of Mark and just summarizing the life of Jesus, it has been an amazing journey.
Yeah.
And Christ comes in, he gets baptized, he is tempted, is taken, is led by the Holy Spirit into the desert, is tempted by the devil, and they come back there. It's amazing. I remember when I used to watch cartoons. You know, when I used to watch cartoons, and they will beat Goku, but when he comes back, it would be too much. And the same thing, yeah. The devil tempts Jesus, but they come back. It exposes Satan. Demons are being taken out from this village to this village. People are being set free, and the enemy is helpless. You know, that's when you see that the enemy was helpless, and Christ is showing them this is the real problem that we have, and is actually helping people and showing people that you gotta be united against this thing and fight against this thing so that you prevail in your life. Because Christ is interested in us being healed and have healthy bodies and have healthy mentality, so that, you know, we can be successful in life in everything that we do. And the two things that Christ did was to set people free, and then set people free by casting out demons, setting them free from the powers of demons. And then another thing that he will do will set them free from being disabled, so he will heal them. And at the same time, when he will heal them, he will teach them how to live, because the situation of the body being sick affects their mentality, or the fact that you were trapped by the demons, and through those chains, through whatever demonic force that they've put in your life, what happens is that they have shaped what your mentality, your mind, which you depend on in terms of living.
Yeah.
But now what Christ did was to do what he taught them after. He will set them free, and then he will teach them. Mm. And teaching was actually the healing of what? Of the mentality. Mm. And now, these people, guess what? Mm. They were living in the darkness, dead people, but to set them free, he made them to become the light. Their minds and all this, they saw glorious things. They saw the glow in the dark. I love this topic. They saw the glow in the dark. But now, this is the thing. There's a part where you are a light. It's who you are. But now there's a part where the light functions. Wow. Mm. There's a light. What is it? The bulb. Mm. But you look at that thing and you know what it is.
Yeah.
But now, it's in the shop. Mm. But there's a time for it to shine and function. It services the people. It helps people to do what they're supposed to do. And now Christ is saying, you know, if you're not worthy to follow me, if you're not able to take the cross, guess what? You can't be my disciple. That means you can't be the light that I am. And Christ is showing us that there's a function here. You can't just be given and now you are the light, you are ready. Now it's time for you to shine. It's time for you to service other people. Shine in the dark. You are a city in a hill, glowing for everyone to see. And that's who we are. So we have to function helping people. And that's where most people actually turned away from God. It's so bad that most people, they turn away from God, because now they were required to bring out what they were given. To bring out of what they were transformed into, But now people are like, you know, eating your flesh, drink your blood. Mm. Come on, Jesus, what the hell? What are you talking about? And they decided that, you know, yeah. And that's the thing. They didn't know what they were turning away from.
Yeah.
But that's actually just our topic, which is amazing.
About mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade at 011-493-9755. RapidTrade, ahead of the game.
Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity. That's where you find us, your home, where we talk about things that matter, things that touch people's souls and set people free, because God is alive. This is the best show, and you know what? We need faith. We need faith in terms of our nation, whatever the nation you are in, whatever the economy is, looks like in your nation. But guess what? God is able to do anything. And don't take your prayer for granted. It's never for granted. It's not a small thing. Just one prayer at a specific time. A consistent prayer, a consistent warrior in prayer, seeking God, can change a nation. So time to take this opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the best Savior ever. No one is like Him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is alone, outstanding, the ultimate. He is amazing. He has done great things to save us, things that no one else can do. God is so great. God loves you. Whatever that God has done, He has intended that to you. He has directed that to you. He has made sure that you will see Him on the cross as He expresses His love for you.
Yeah, and as Rwando said, that he has done absolutely awesome things for you. Like, he even laid down his life for you. And to show that, you know what, he loves you so much. You know, he went through all that situation by getting huge punishments and all that. And he did that because why? Because he loves you so much. Mm-hmm. You could be going through a whole lot of situation, could be going through whatever it is, as we spoke about earlier on, glow in the dark. You know, you could glow in the dark. You can glow in the dark by what? By accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And remember, Jesus loves you. And I want you to say this prayer after me and believe me. And believe me, you are saved, and therefore there will be celebrations happening in heaven, etc. You know, Jesus loves you. I want you to say this prayer after me, and we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah. Heavenly Father,
I believe
that
Jesus Christ
died on the cross
for my sins
and rose
from the dead.
His blood
washes away
my past
my sins
and prepares me
for eternity.
I receive
your forgiveness
and accept
Jesus
as my savior
and Lord.
From this day forward
I am yours
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, there's a lot of celebrations happening in heaven because you know what, you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I hope you believed in that prayer, and I believe that, you know what, you've accepted him and he loves you so much. Believe me, God loves you so much. It's not a mistake that you've accepted him. It's like, you know, it's your lifetime. It's everything for you, and etc. So Jesus loves you, guys. Otherwise, thank you for listening to our awesome, amazing show. Please don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. And also not forgetting to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, /@activefm247, /@activefm247. And also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram @activefm247 and @activefm247. Otherwise, myself, Wandile, aka Mr. Mawanza, and Mr. Luandos, we are signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Now, hear this.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, the volume.
Let's just say I heard the truth.